Our study tonight is out of the last chapter of the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 12, verses 1 through 13, God's encouraging details of Israel's purging. We believers living in a spiritually decaying, godless culture need to live affirmatively in victory over sin. Daniel, as a young man, was taken captive by godless Babylonians, and he lived through Persia's conquest of Babylon, righteously and wisely serving the Lord in a godless culture is a great example for us. One of the great encouragements we can glean from Daniel's life experiences was the revelation that God gave him on his use of the future great tribulation persecution to purge Israel. And he does this in Daniel 12, 1 to 13. We've heard about the great tribulation. We know it's a time of trouble, the worst trouble that Israel is ever going to have in our history, and it's yet in the future. And the tendency is to look at this and say, ooh, what a terrible time, why? Well, it's amazing what God's going to accomplish. God is brilliant, of course, and he knows how to use severe trials to purge his people, and that's exactly what's going on here. I want to read the chapter, and then we'll look at it. Daniel chapter 12, 1 to 13. And at that time would be the time of the Antichrist that we've just read about in chapter 11. At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which stands for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars for ever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even at the time of the end. Many shall peruse to and fro, we'll look at that in a little bit, and knowledge shall be increased. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river and the other on that side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever that it shall be for a time, times, and half a time. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, and all these things shall be completed. And I heard, but I understood not. And then I said, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed until the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days. But go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy inherited lot, or thy allotted inheritance, at the end of the days. All right. The Daniel 7 to 12 visions predict trials that God's people would face after Daniel's era under godless empires until the arrival of Christ's kingdom. Daniel 12, 1 to 13 predicted the details of God's gracious use of the coming great tribulation and the Antichrist's persecution of Israel to purify the nation in preparation for the kingdom. God has always wanted to produce the kingdom. He's always wanted the blessed kingdom for his people, but you can't do that if there is a rebellious attitude. So he's got to handle that problem. So we view that insight given by God's powerful angel to Daniel for our edification. The angel revealed that regardless of the great tribulation's unprecedented time of trouble for Israel, it'll be a time of trouble that has never yet occurred for a nation, and it will never occur again. It's going to be a unique time. The archangel, Michael, we know that he's a messenger here, but he's actually called the archangel in Jude 9, which would be an angel that is high up in the chain of command. He would intervene to deliver the nation from annihilation by Satan's work through the Antichrist. Satan will try but fail to destroy Israel in a futile effort to prevent the return and reign of Christ over the nation Israel in fulfillment of Bible prophecy. You see, the angel Gabriel back in Luke 1:31 to 33 told Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, when he was announcing that she would bear the Messiah, that he will rule over the house of Israel forever. Well, for that prophecy not to come true, Satan wants to destroy the house of Israel. If you destroy the house of Israel, you can't make that prophecy come true. So this is why Satan is going after the Jew. It's not necessarily because he's innately anti-Semitic. He's anti-God. So he wants to destroy the Jew so that God can't be God and fulfill prophecy. Also, regardless of the great loss of human life in the Great Tribulation, God's angel revealed that deceased believers will be resurrected, and in the very end, unbelievers will be raised to shame and everlasting contempt. We know that unbelievers will be raised in Revelation chapter 20, 11 to 15. This is after the Great Tribulation and then after the Millennial Kingdom that occurs after the Tribulation. You have the Great White Throne Judgment. In the Great White Throne Judgment, heaven and earth pass away because there's no more place for them. And the sea and everything gives up the dead, and all the unsaved dead stand before the Great White Throne, and Jesus Christ is on the Great White Throne. And at that point, if their names are not found written in the Lamb's Book of Life, they're cast into the lake of fire where they're tormented day and night forever and ever. And that's the final judgment. But believers who wisely discern Antichrist's deception and lead others to the truth in the Great Tribulation will shine with the glory of God forever and ever. Now, it's interesting that Jesus in the Matthew 13 parables, which parables deal with the time all the way from Christ's rejection all the way to the coming kingdom, also promises rewards for those who are expounding Scripture and leading many to righteousness. So anybody who's involved in the process of ministering the Word of God and leading other people to righteousness, along with these tribulation saints who will know the truth, all other such believers will also be rewarded by the Lord. This is why Jesus said in Matthew 13:52, every scribe, every person who's an expert in the law, everyone who is instructed in the kingdom of heaven will bring forth out of his treasure, that's his, the word of God, things old and new. The old would be the Old Testament truths, and the new would be the New Testament truths in regards to the kingdom. So that's why Jesus is hinting at that particular point, there's going to be an Old and the New Testament, which is very interesting. Well, meanwhile, the powerful angel instructed Daniel to seal the book of this vision even to the end time, for many would peruse back and forth in this book, and likely other Bible books, so that knowledge would increase. I know you've probably heard it, and I've heard it too, from evangelists and pastors in the past, that people running hither and to means that we're going to have a lot of hot rods in the latter days, and people are going to be, you know, running these cars back and forth all over the world. And it's true. We have cars that go fast. We have jets that go fast, but that's not what he's talking about. The English Standard Version verb shall run to and fro, used in Daniel 12:4, uses the Hebrew verb shoot. And shoot means to go or rove about. And it's in the intensive poel stem, and it means to go eagerly, quickly, to and fro. Now, what's going eagerly and quickly to and fro? The context answers the question. In the context where knowledge increases in reference to the scroll that Daniel was to seal until the end, this verb implies that many will peruse back and forth in the scroll, and possibly in other scrolls, piecing together gems of truth applicable to their time. And their knowledge of truth will thus expand. Perhaps they will also be perusing through other books of the Bible for more insight. So you have a scroll, and the scroll has two rolls. And to read it, you unwind the left, and I mean, you wind up the left and you unwind the right. And then to go back, you reverse it. So that's perusing back and forth in a scroll. Now, we flip pages back and forth. But in Daniel's day, it was with scrolls. So that's what it's talking about. Now, the powerful angel then informed Daniel about the time period when all of these great events recorded in Daniel 11:36 to 12:4 would be finished. and he indicated that would be a time, times, and half a time. A time and times, that's one time plus two times, that's three times, and a half a time is a half time, so that adds up to 3.5 times. We interpret that as 3.5 years to the Antichrist scattering of the power of the Hebrew people. That's the last half of the 70th week of Daniel. When the Antichrist comes in, he invades Israel, and then he turns his wrath against Israel, and there's going to be this terrible time. Remember, Antichrist is going to be persecuting Israel for 3.5 years because in Christ's 3.5 year earthly ministry, they rejected the true Messiah. That's Zechariah 11. So in Zechariah 12, the last part of Zechariah 11, God is going to bring the false Messiah in, and that will purify his people. Well, Daniel asked for more clarification on the timetable. The angel replied that Daniel was to go his way, that the words of this prophecy applied to those facing the end time. It's interesting, this is once again another indication of an Old Testament prophet not understanding everything, but being told that he was writing for people who were yet to come. Now, in that era, many would be purified in great trials, but the wicked would continue to do evil and not understand the events of the era, where the wise would understand and come to be rewarded by the Lord. That's in Daniel 12:10. That's going on today. There are a lot of people that don't know and can't figure out what in the world's going on in the world today. They're not into the Word. But if you're in the Word, there's nothing to be surprised at. Finally, the powerful angel added that from the time that Antichrist desecrates the Jerusalem temple, that's in the middle of the Great Tribulation, there would be 1,290 days. That's 30 days beyond the actual 3.5 years of 1,260 years of the last half of the Daniel 9:27 prophetic week of 7 years. Why those 30 extra days? These 30 extra days are apparently needed for Christ's judgments to occur following his second coming. Remember, when Jesus comes back, the earth is trashed. Because of the judgments that have occurred, all the cities have fallen. We're not going to have skyscrapers in New York or London or Tokyo or anything. It's all flat. And all the institutions of man have been destroyed. Everything's broken down to individuals. So you have to have this huge judgment that is going to occur. However, there would be a total of 1,335 days from the midpoint of the Great Tribulation to the blessing of the Messianic Kingdom. That after Christ's 30 days of judgment would be another 45 days before the start of his messianic reign, which blessing the godly have long sought. You'll notice that in Daniel chapter 12, verse 12, it says, blessed is he that waits and comes to the 1,335 days. That's the kingdom. And why? Well, it's going to take a while for the Lord to clean up the earth, and angels are going to be here, man's going to be here, and so God is going to take care of things. He's probably got a lot of healing to do. There's got to be emotional renewal that's going to occur for a lot of believers who've been through enormous trauma for 7 years, at least for the last 3.5 years. So you have to have the judgment of the Lord, then you have to have the cleanup. Now, the angel ended his revelation by telling Daniel that he would rest. That would be in death, followed by his resurrection. And he would stand in his allotted inheritance in Israel at the end of the 1,335 days when he entered the kingdom. Now, this is amazing. This man had spent the most of his life. He was taken captive when he was about 17 years of age. He's lived all his life away from his homeland, and he's going to die away from his homeland. But the angel says, Daniel, in the resurrection, you're going to be standing in your inherited lot back in Israel. And since Daniel was of the seed of David, he's going to be somewhere in Judah. And that's going to be a thrill to Daniel. Of course, this would have been a thrill to Daniel, who had spent most of his life in captivity in Babylon. So he was going to look forward to that. He's not going to be part of the judgment. He's a dear saint of God. He's going to be resurrected. And this is where we get the teaching that all the Old Testament saints, including Abraham, Sarah, Jacob, you name them, they're all going to be resurrected at this time, and they'll be in the Messianic kingdom. And finally, Abraham's going to get his land. He still hasn't got his land. He's going to get it in the Messianic kingdom. So the lesson is, God told Daniel of his use of the Great Tribulation to purify his people in preparation for the kingdom. So may we realize that troublesome times that we face under current wicked rulers are meant to purify God's people and to increase our knowledge and application of His Word. So may we then grow in holiness. Holiness means separation from sin, and in the knowledge of God avidly peruse to and fro in Scripture, growing in our relationship with the Lord. I know we're not at the level of intense persecution and troubles that the people in chapter 12 of Daniel are. We have a more intense time of trials now than we did maybe 15, 20 years ago. But this is designed by the Lord, and we've often predicted and said that we're supposed to be entering into a mini great tribulation right now, and I believe we're going through that. We're going to be finding out on Sunday, for example, tendencies or thoughts of suicide have gone up 150% in children in the last 6 months. That's high. And they've got hospital wards that are full of children, and they've got beds out in the halls in the hospital dealing with children with anxiety and depression disorders. So we're going through that right now. But what God wants us to do through this is to utilize the opportunity that's granted to us avidly to get into Scripture, find out what it says, utilize it, trust it, and grow in our relationship with the Lord and to grow in holiness like those dear people in the Great Tribulation will need to grow so that we ourselves will be ready for the kingdom.